And then Woody Allen called. Okay, Woody himself didn't call. And it would probably be more accurate to say that Brian and Kevin called him, or at least his producers. My agents had heard that ABC had a deal with Woody Allen to produce, direct, and star in Don't Drink the Water. There was a part in the script for me, and they went after it. Allen was adapting his classic stage comedy for television, with himself as the obnoxious patriarch of the Hollander family, American tourists mistaken for spies while visiting a fictional Iron Curtain country during the 1960s. They take refuge and wreak havoc in the American embassy, which is temporarily being run by the ambassador's incompetent son, Axel McGee. This was the part Allen offered me. Shooting would begin in New York the first week in April. The job meant going back to TV for the first time since Family Ties. The money was lousy, SAG scale, and they couldn't even promise me a dressing room. Here was a job I could love. And love it I did. Filming so close to home, right across the park from our apartment, allowed me to zip back to our place for lunch with Tracy and Sam almost every day. Don't Drink the Water, like most of the feature films Woody Allen directed around that time, was shot in a loose cinema verite style. Long, uninterrupted takes with no cutaways forced cinematographer Carlo De Palma to swim through and around the actors, swish panning his handheld camera in rhythm with the scene. This technique guaranteed that no scene ever played out the same way twice. The pace, intensity, and even the dialogue varied wildly from take to take. Woody Allen, the actor, is a gifted and hilarious improviser. Since it was impossible to know what he was going to do next, it was futile to try to plan my own performance in advance. There were no close-ups, no pickups. Each actor had to go all out every time or feel the cold breeze of Carlo's camera swish-panning elsewhere. Even when it seemed obvious that things were falling apart, we'd keep going. Because in this kind of improvisational free-for-all, the comedy often comes out of the chaos. There was something else apart from the performing that I'll never forget. Remember that at this time, spring of 1994, Woody Allen's private life was in turmoil and on very public display. To watch him act and direct, you'd never think that just that morning you'd seen his face and his tribulation splashed across the pages of New York's tabloids. I was amazed at how completely he was able to throw himself into his work. At a time when my own struggles were never far from my mind, and thankfully still out of public view, I drew inspiration from his focus.